Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. Back in chapter 2 of this first book of Samuel, we find that the sons of Eli, the priests, who were priests themselves, took advantage of their religious position by forcing worshippers into relinquishing part of their sacrificial offerings for the son's personal benefit. And we also discover that the sons of Eli had sexual relations with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And we learn how Eli, despite the pleas of the people and the warnings of a mysterious man of God, did nothing to discipline his sons or correct the injustices they perpetrated. We're told at the outset of the third chapter that we read out at the start of this episode that the word of the Lord has become rare. It's rare in those days. It's difficult really not to see the link. The link between the rarity of God's word, the rarity of receiving a vision for the future, direction from God, direct words from God, with the disobedience of the priestly leaders and the failings of Eli and his sons. It's vital then, if we see that we're not hearing from God, or the church isn't hearing from God, the church isn't growing, or we can't see the vision for the way forward, either in our own life or in community as a church, then we need to come back to God, which includes teaching our children properly. It demands bringing up our family in the way of the Lord. It demands discipline. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 puts it like this. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to my YouTube channel, Good News This Morning. And thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow.